Now it's time for some of the letters to the evening news. There is still plenty in the paper, as you'll hear later in the news items, about the continued closure of the Postwick Park and Ride site. Postwick resident Brian Suthan has a view and writes, "Readers may be concerned about the future of the suspended Postwick Park and Ride site on the eastern outskirts of Norwich Thorpe St Andrew. It has not been operational since March 2020 when the pandemic occurred. It did not reopen when the other PNR sites started up again in June 2022. This site is the only one on the A47 serving east and northeast Norfolk. Drivers who wish to use a PNR advised to go to two other sites, which involve an additional round trip from Postwick to both destinations of about 11.5 miles each, causing more carbon emissions and extra travelling time than might otherwise be the case. Its suspension leaves a substantial gap in Norfolk's public transport provision. The County Council claims it will reopen, but has not given a definite date. NCC says it depends on passenger volumes on other sites, ignoring the needs of East Norfolk residents for whom the Postwick is the most accessible and convenient PNR. It seems their public transport needs are being sacrificed to maintain other sites around Norwich, of which two on the north and two on the southeast are close to each other. There are very good social and environmental reasons why the Postwick PNR should reopen, and it is to be hoped that these will be taken into consideration in the post-pandemic planning of the County Council's transport policy. This needs to happen urgently, as the current bus provider's franchise ends in September and the service will be open to tender. The continued suspension seems to run counter to national bus policy to make bus services more accessible and encourage the use of PNR services. It would be good policy if the new leader of Norfolk County Council, Mrs. Mason Billig, would bring about the long overdue reopening. Residents of Postwick and beyond have an online campaign hosted by 38 Degrees to request reopening, and paper copies of a petition are available from Postwick Village Hall.
Still on the theme of roads, Norman Castleton of Lowestoft takes issue with food outlets at roundabouts. It is reported that Norfolk's busiest junction is set to get two new drive-through outlets. That is the KFC, and Costa drive-through plans for the Thickthorn roundabout have been approved. Look up roundabouts and the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety states, "Roundabouts improve traffic flow and are better for the environment. Research shows traffic flow improves after traditional intersections are converted to roundabouts. Less idling reduces vehicle emissions and fuel consumptions. Roundabouts generally are safer for pedestrians. Why is it then that roundabouts attract fast food drive-throughs, which are approved by the planners, when traffic flows are affected and pollution builds up through vehicle idling? Added to that, there are environmental and human health issues to be considered." The report goes on to state that in this case, the planners sided with the developers. The planners' language gets even more confusing with sequential claims concerning site availability and that environmental impacts includes noise, odour and general disturbance, waste package dumping, can satisfactorily be controlled by conditions. Go to any fully operating roundabout with established takeaways and it will reveal what a nonsense all this is.
More homes are badly needed, says Peter Day of Swannington, writing, "An Englishman's home is his castle, and every hard-working individual should have the right to own one and to pass it on to his family tax-free. Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland were all included under Englishman when this statement was first espoused. That means planners must grant more planning consents and ensure that the community infrastructure levy on developers and landowners is sufficient to ensure all necessary improvements to surface and foul water drainage facilities, and that local medical facilities are increased proportionate to the increased numbers of residents. They should abandon the nutrient neutrality condition because of its utter vagueness and the very adverse impact it has on planning approvals. If this was done, and Michael Gove's attack on all landlords was abandoned, then perhaps rents would fall as availability of new owner-occupied and rented homes would surely increase.
Regular correspondence to the paper, Marcus Moore of Sprowston, draws attention to the absence of no smoking signs at the St Stephen's bus area. The St Stephen's Street bus shelter saga has in fact prompted more questions as the lack of no smoking signs was flagged up by a reader, which were featured on the old shelters, prompting numerous complaints about being covered in fog and choking on smoke, alongside various other issues, such as timetables being placed upside down. A reader pointed out that she feels that she is constantly choking on cigarette vape. I strongly agree and can see from her perspective what is being said. The only place where warnings seems to be in place is Norwich bus station, where an announcement is constantly mentioned across the tannoy. Also about luggage, that it is strictly forbidden to smoke, which my late nanny used to impersonate. My dad does the same in supermarkets. Now I find myself doing the equivalent.
Another regular correspondent, Doug Fulcher of Thorpe St Andrew, has an interesting take on licences to sell alcohol. As he writes, "We regularly see reported in the local papers that CAFs and the like are applying for a licence to sell alcohol. A recent applicant stated that she would like to offer her customers something extra, in the form of premium beers and wine, and that this would be from midday until about 9 p.m. As public houses are open at these hours, and we often read of the closing of a number of public houses due to lack of customers, cannot the people who would go into a CAF for an alcoholic drink support the local pub instead, saving the local council from having to issue yet another alcohol licence and the problems that might ensue?"